Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, open mic Tuesday night. Hello, everyone, and welcome to our program. And before I say or do another thing, I must thank the Big East Akita Rescue, my guide dog having a vomiting situation, and I brought her to the veterinarian today, and Joanne Diamond with the Akita Rescue was on the phone with me throughout the whole thing and texting back and forth, and they are paying for the blood work and the ultrasound and everything that she needs. It's not like she's acting sick. She has gained weight. She's in good spirits. She works good. But for some reason, a couple of hours after she eats, she spits up. You know, and we got to find out what that is. Now, today, oddly enough, she didn't spit up. I stopped feeding her in the morning. That has slowed it down. So I feed her at night. And hopefully they'll find out why this is happening. And, you know, we can get her whatever she needs. But I want to thank the Akita Rescue from the bottom of my heart for caring about her. And as I've said many, many times, they are setting the example for every blind agency in this country. Every agency for the blind should be helpful to someone who has a guide dog if they cannot get medical help and they need it. Whether they do it directly or indirectly, they should be there for the person. And I also want to thank my very dear friend, Peppa, who has been there for me and on the phone with me through this whole emotional ordeal. It's like somebody threatening your eyes or something going wrong with your eyes, you know, if you want to picture what it's like, if you can, you know. So hopefully she'll get my guide dog, Charabelle. We'll get through this. Tomorrow we get the blood results and the x-ray results, and they're going to give her the ultrasound. So I'm not much for medical people, but I do believe there are some good ones, and I do believe that, you know, you got to use it for what it's worth. Try to find out what's going on. And then I will opt for organic medicine. And this doctor I'm going to seems to be open to that. So that's another good thing. But anyway, I certainly will let my audience know how she's doing. And I want to thank everybody out there for their prayers for Charabelle. And I believe she's going to get through this. She's an older girl. We don't know exactly how old, but she's in good spirits. She's jumping around before.
Aww.
And I believe that she has a lot more time to go.
I've been praying for her.
That's my story on my guide dog right now, and thank you so much. Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004, Joanne Diamond, the wonderful woman who runs that, and know her for many years. The email is bigeastthekeytorescue@verizon.net. And again, that phone number is 609-388-7004, one of our exchange sponsors, and Akita Rescue will always have a place on my show and in my heart. That's for sure. All right, speaking of dogs, A Day for Milton. That horrible, horrible death that struck Michelle and Tom Cooper over a year ago. If you'd like to do A Day for Milton, contact InterSight. You don't need money to do it. It's all about awareness and licensing the schools. And Thursday night we'll be doing a show on that, more safety in the guide dog schools. But A Day for Milton, and we'd be happy to help you put it together, no matter what state you're in. Okay, we will if you want to do it in a state where InterSight is not registered, we will register InterSight in that state, so you'll be official. All right, we're registered in New York and Montana so far, and we're moving forward. We're branching out to other of the country. I spoke with Jose Delgado today, who is the executive director of the independent living here, and he thinks it's wonderful that InterSight is going into other states, and that's going to make a big difference when we do this nursing home news conference. And he hasn't forgotten about it. He's just waiting for some paperwork from the state on this new program that they're opening. We all know how the state dragged their ass. Come on, state, get moving. So, InterSight, you can use the hotline, 631-224-3090, or the email, InterSight1620@gmail.com for the A Day for Milton. Include your phone number, and we'll get back to you. There are going to be days for Milton in other states. I guarantee you that. People are going to hook onto this because we need to make these schools safer. And there's a lot that can be done in that direction. All right, we're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, my dear friends Tom and Michelle. And 631-286-0444, Bellport, New York, where you, if you visit there, you can see a wonderful display of Milton, you know, pictures. I believe there's a statue of him in there, and a tribute to the great, great guide dog Milton, who only lived to help Michelle. All right. If the damn trainer thought that way, Milton would still be alive today. All right. Again, Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. And let's see, brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929, and congratulations to Brianna, the deputy director, and Jill, the public relations, both of whom are expecting a child in the next couple of weeks. So health and congratulations and sweet love for the little one. All right, InterSight. And, hey, you need dog food, cat food? Call my buddy Gary. Nobody starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. If you're not able to get around, you know, because of your disability or whatever, let Gary know. He may be able to get the food brought to you. So the number again, 631-484-3085. And I'm looking at a note here from Devin Fernandez. You want to learn how to protect yourself and stay in shape, call Devin. Third eye, insight. All right? Think of inner sight. Think of the third eye, insight. And the number is 631-445-3464. Good way to stay in shape. Feel good about yourself. 631-445-3464, third eye, insight. Brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avancio Quindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena, and all of our beautiful youngsters. Go an extra mile for a child. We're coming up on the anniversary of Corey's death. I think it's April 18th, a few days after my birthday. All right. And we will be, of course, acknowledging that and reminding people that there has to be more strict laws in connection with the disabled. And we'll explain that to you on Corey's death and why we believe that, on the anniversary of Corey's death, I should say. All right, inner sight, brought to you by Kennedy Realty, my buddy over there. Thank you for helping inner sight, Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. I want to thank the Ice Lip Cleaners. I want to thank my good friends at Suffolk Bus Corp. And all the good people who work for John Corrado, my buddy for many, many years. And caring, beautiful people who do their best to go above and beyond to extend themselves to help people. And they certainly do that by helping inner sight. All right, this is open mic, 3816-1650, if you want to call in.
Frank?
You can pick whatever subject you want. Hello.
Hi, Frank. We have a caller, which is, happens to be Louis Rivera, and the other one, Junior, I should say. And then we have another caller that's disguised, but just is listening, for that matter. And Louis is, too. He hasn't pressed to call in, but I just wanted
all
to
right.
let you know the status.
Here. All right. If you want to talk on the air, just push number
one.
And you'll be in the host queue, and we can pick you up that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I listen to the. I don't like the regular news because it's so damn violent. It's all you hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I listen to the business news because I'm trying. I want to try to pick out things that pertain to the disabled and listen to how the politicians are proceeding or not proceeding to help us, you know. And, you know, one of the things that really bothers me, the election, of course, coming up and going on, I haven't heard one word yet from any of the two major candidates, you know, Mr. Biden and Trump, of course, you know, that's obviously going to be the battle. Looks that way anyway. Not one word have I heard about how they can change the system to help people who are disabled. So, you know, there's something very, very wrong about that really bothers me. I mean, all these companies and investors and all that, they're all looking for new ways to help people. We're left behind. We're not being considered in the right way. We're not being they're not looking at. Well, let me just give you one fact, all right? They're not looking at the fact that over 40 million people in this country do not want nursing homes. Now, right there, when you don't want something and you got to go there and you're forced to go there, you really are, because you got no place else to go. You're not going to progress that well, because you don't want to be there. And on top of it, you're neglected, and everything that you have is taken from you. Now, tomorrow night show, for instance, nursing homes are not home, and it's so damn true. They're not. Politicians, if they're going to address the disabled community, one of the first things they should do is make it so that a disabled person does not have to go to a nursing home. And the only way to do that is to make the resources available for that person so they can remain in their own home. And if the government is smart, they'll do it in such a way where they can save money. That's if they care about us enough. So that issue needs to be addressed. It's one of the main issues of what we have to face. You know. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, and let's see. Tomorrow night, the Nursing Home Show. Thursday night, the program will be Better Safety for Guide Dog Schools. Friday night is the funny night around here. We goof off and have some fun, and I think we have one of our characters with us on the line. Now, is Louis still on the line?
No, he went off. I bet you if we say, hey, Louie, he'd come right back.
Oh, he gave a listen and then he ran away.
Yes, he did.
All right, Louie.
Oh, I'm early.
Come back when you want.
Yeah.
And we'll get you on the 817 New York open mic. And anyone in any state in this country, all right, if you'd like to start an Inner Sight chapter, now you don't need any money to do this. We will pay for the registration. You know, we will speak with the Secretary of State as we did with in Montana, and I want to thank Susie Q over there, who is now our chapter president in Montana. And you know, armed with Inner Sight, and part of that is 123,000 listens on the show. See, you can use that stuff when you talk to people. You're an advocate. Well, who do you have? Who do you have behind you? What kind of a? I got 123,000 people who listen to my radio show. And every chapter head in every state can consider Inner Sight their radio show. You
right.
Better believe it. You see the power there? That's power, man.
Oh, yeah.
They say there's power in numbers. Well, we got almost 123,000 already and growing.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's going to mean a lot when we do that nursing home news conference and we get up there with those facts and make the politicians look like crap if they don't do something about it. You know, all they got to do is draft a law with the inner sight idea. We'll do the rest. We will fight for that law. We will pass that law. You better believe it. Because once that law is drafted, and there's a number and all that stuff, the disabled are going to come out of the woodwork. Because they're going to see their chance. I don't have to go to a nursing home. Look at this. The money will be raised to keep me out of a nursing home, and the government will put up half, and the agencies will have to raise. What an idea! You know, and you don't have to do anything. The money will be there to keep you out of the damn nursing home. Nobody can touch it. You can't use it for anything else. And what helped to bring it about? Over 100,000 listeners on the Inner Sight radio show. You know the kind of news story that's going to make in this country?
Oh, yeah.
Once that happens, it's going to make the front page.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Ira Tucker is going to send it out like that. And he's a genius at public relations. And if you don't believe me, just take a look at Stevie Wonder, August 3rd in Las Vegas. Tucker behind Stevie Wonder who made him famous. That's the kind of people that we have working with Inner Sight to change this system. And that's why it's going to happen. So, politicians, wake up. We don't need nursing homes.
No, we
need
don't.
More money to be there to help people. And you can help bring that about without spending more money if you listen to us. All right. And there it is. We have the support of SILO, our Suffolk Independent Living Organization, right here in Suffolk County, all the way. You know, I was told that we're on the top of the list. As soon as they get this, they're waiting for a number from the state, from the Medicaid to open this clinic up. They already have part of it functioning, but they've got to wait for some more credentials. So get with it, state, so we can blast these damn nursing homes and get rid of them. How many people who work for the state will wind up in a nursing home? What's the percentage on that?
It's not there.
Let's see how smart you are, AI.
There.
Give us a number. How many people who work for the state are estimated who will wind up in a nursing home? I bet you any money the stupid AI won't know what the hell we're talking about. I mean, I can give an estimate from Inner Sight. You know, we can.
Oh yeah, it's not that
try
robust.
Try to figure that out.
Yeah.
But the AI, who's supposed to be so intelligent, where's the answer?
They don't have
good.
It.
Anybody out there, Google that. See what you get. See if you get an answer. All right, open mic. And I heard
we
that
have
Mr.
a lot
Trump,
of callers now.
Yeah. I heard that Mr. Trump is trying to... it didn't say bully on the news, but I'm going to say bully. He's trying to bully some judge.
Oh.
Who is stopping him from going forward on some issue. I didn't. You know, they only give the headlines where I listen on CNBC. But... I would say that Mr. Trump is a bully. Mr. Trump, why don't you bully the nursing homes? Do something for us. Save the government all this money. You'd look like a hero. You know, if people saw that happen, at the outset, before he is elected, if he's elected, I'll bet you they would vote for him. I know I would if he did that. Yeah. I'll vote for the guy who wants to get rid of the nursing homes and makes a move to do it and does something about it. And gets up there and says, I'm doing this not only for the people who don't want these nursing homes, I'm doing it for all of this country because we're wasting
right.
all this money. Let a person stay in their own home.
That's right.
What have we got to lose?
Nothing.
They're in their own home. The person gets sick, God forbid, you put them in a hospital, not a friggin' nursing home.
Mm-hmm. Frank, we have
you
Louis.
Know? And the money is there. If the money is there, the person can go home from the hospital and have the help they need for whatever time they have. So you
sure.
still don't need the damn nursing home. That's what the politicians should be setting up if they really want to try to get that 40 million plus block of votes from us. And I bet you most of those people would vote for a person like that who set that up and who you know, drafted a law. Mr. Trump can draft a law. He's got all the resources. He's got the lawyers. He's got everything.
Yeah, but he can't really draft it in the way that if he was president and he sends it to Congress, it has better clout. It has better
ability. Yeah, but he can draft
ability.
It.
Yeah, he can.
He can have it
drafted
up.
I don't think he knows
and,
how.
And say, now, this is how it works. This is what I'm going to do.
Mm.
Here's the law.
That's true,
you know?
Too.
He can do that much. He's not president yet,
mm-hmm.
but he can get up there and as a mock signing and say, I'm signing this into law, getting rid of the nursing homes, allowing people to remain in their own home, the agencies and the government split the cost.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if he did that.
Oh, it'd be great.
How many people would turn and vote for him? I know I would.
I would, too.
I admit it.
I'd vote both ways, believe me, many times.
I wouldn't judge what he did. If he drafted that law and got up there and said, now, I'm signing it now. When I'm elected, I'll sign it again.
That's right.
That's what he should do. Mr. Biden should do it.
Mm-hmm.
Either one of them. Well, Biden's got more power.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Well, where the hell are they? Aren't you supposed to serve all the people? Well, over 40 million of us don't want these nursing homes. Serve us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not asking you to spend money to do it. We're showing you how to save money to do it. And don't think the government's not hearing us, because they are.
They know.
They know. They know about Inner Sight. They're hearing us. We see indications of it all the time. All right, who's on the line? Inner
Love
Sight.
Drops Louis. He's waiting very
Louis
good
on the line?
Yeah, he's waiting for you.
Oh, all right. Louis the Lip. Love
Here
Drops.
He
I ain't Louis. Welcome back
oh.
to Inner Sight.
This is your brother Larry, Louie. How are you, Louie?
Hello, my name is Oliver Hardy.
What do you mean your name is Oliver Hardy?
I'm your partner, your stand-alone, I'm Oliver Hardy.
That's right. Yeah, so how are you doing?
Welcome return from the to your studio. Last week was no Inner Sight Blog Talk Radio because I had a technician out of water, out of commission.
Yeah, that's
all
it.
Of it.
Their brain was out of commission.
There you go.
Yeah, so now wait a minute. I got a report on the news. Now, I don't know how true this is, but I got to ask you. I got a report on the news that you started a riot in the Spanish restaurant the other day when you went out for Easter. Is that true?
Yes, I do.
I heard that you were chasing the bunny all around the restaurant.
There you go.
You know, and the cute bunny, and you went, come here, bun, 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 bun. Bun, bun, bun. Kissy, kissy.
Come here, bunny,
and
bunny,
bunny.
And
they had to call the riot squad. What?
Come here, bunny, bunny, bunny.
Yeah.
Oh, he's repeating
and
it.
And they had to call the riot squad, and they came in, and they had to get the bunny out of there because there was too much commotion. You know, that's an Indian word, commotion.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's an old Native American word.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw, Frank, female bunny.
Female bunny?
Well, you're not going to chase a male bunny.
Oh, no.
It's a female.
Female bunny.
Female bunny with long hair, big ears. Mm-hmm.
And lipstick all over.
Lipstick.
All over.
All over.
Lipstick on the lips.
Lipstick on the lips. And all over the place.
Those bunny females
so,
turning Louie on.
Turning Louis on with the lipstick all over. Anyway, so what'd you have for dinner in there?
A restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Louis. How are you?
Yeah, I missed you last week on the phone.
Yeah, we missed you too, but the blog wasn't up.
Yeah,
I heard on the
Blog
news.
Blog Talk Radio is out of commission last week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Louie. I heard on the news.
Dan Laurel.
Okay, Laurel. What I heard on the news, you said, "Come here, bunny. Come here, bunny. Bunny, here, bunny. Here, bunny. Sit here, sit here.
Hey,
next
come
to
here,
Louie,
bunny, bunny."
All right, in a sight. Tuesday night, open mic, and all right. So, what are we going to do Friday?
Oh, Frank! Before we go any further, may we talk about my feet, Frank?
Yeah.
May we talk about my Puerto Rican feet, or dirty feet, or smelly feet?
Oh, your feet. Yeah. All right. Well, you got some good sneakers.
It smells like butter.
Butter?
Smells like butter? Well, the way it smells like butter, they want to make some toast, and you can have breakfast.
No, I think he wanted lobster and the butter poured in his shoe.
Yeah.
Butter.
Yeah.
Now, you know what you do? Hey, Louie, you got any baking soda in the house?
It won't work on my smelly socks and everything.
Now you put in your shoes, and then,
no,
and then
don't
you dump
work.
It out. It gets rid of the smell.
Yeah, it don't work, Frank. I put baking sodas on my toes, on my foot, on my bunions.
Well, don't go out and walk down the street because they're going to think you're working the sewer.
God, Frank.
We're not.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, Frank.
Hello.
I got good feet.
You got good feet?
I put some Dr. Scholl's foot powder. Oh, I got the right powder. Not Gold Bond or not Dr. Scholl's. I got the right powder.
Mm-hmm.
How many toes you got?
10 toes with pink shoelaces. A polka dot vest and where are there? 10 toes with pink shoelaces.
Da 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 da. 10 toes and 10 shoelaces. Trailer
right.
for sale or rent. Room to let 50 cents. No
same
shoes,
song.
No socks, no feet. I mean, no foot powder.
Right, feet, right, feet. Yes, feet.
I don't buy no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom by the foot powder and a...
Foot powder, baby, broom. Is that... Man, oh me, my moaning, king of the road.
Remember that one, Lou?
Yeah.
I wasn't alive for that.
Yeah. So Easter, you stay home, Suzanne?
Yeah, but I managed to break one of my toes. I don't even know how I did it, but...
But yeah,
it got stuck
any
in
meal?
The bed.
Did you
it
have
hurt.
A good meal?
Did I have a good meal? Oh, yeah, we did. Very
good.
Got
her toe stuck in... Got her toe caught in the toilet bowl.
No, I did not the toilet bowl.
Yeah, it's stuck in the toilet bowl. That's right.
No, it's stuck
I
in the
I knew a
bed
guy
frame.
Got his foot caught in the toilet bowl. He tried
yeah.
to wash down some junk with his foot, and he couldn't get his foot out.
Ow.
They had to call a woman sewer crew to dig him out.
Hey, Frank, how do you open a lobster?
How do you open
lobster.
A... I don't know. I don't eat lobster. I don't like it.
I haven't developed
Suzanne,
it. Only...
How can I eat from a lobster?
Lobster?
I gotta, yeah, how you do? You gotta take
just
the nutcracker?
Just break it in half. Well,
yeah.
That's later. You break the whole thing in half. Okay, there's two sections. And then after that... Okay, you go to the if you like the top section, you go to the arms. Well, I call them claws, arms, whatever you want to call them. And you then just, you know, use the clippers now to make it, you know, easy to cut. And then you pull out the crab meat, not crab meat, lobster meat. And then the same thing applies to the other one.
You
well,
take a hammer and a chisel and you bang that chisel into
no,
into
no
the
chisel for the lobster.
Lobster.
Sorry.
And then when you're done, you grab the tail. And that's my favorite part, the tail.
You got to take the nutcracker and crack the claw?
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah, that way. I mean, you have to do it that way to get in the... To me, that's a really good tasting area. That and the tail, both of them.
What about not the legs?
No, they're good. Those little legs, all you got to do is just suck on them, and you get the meat out.
Yeah, lobster tail also. It's easy.
You don't have to suck
on
the lobster tail.
That was fun, Suzanne. We were talking about the lobster, how you open up a lobster tail, use the nutcracker.
Hammer and a chisel.
Break
hammer
the claw.
And a chisel.
No chisel, Frank, sorry.
That's the best way to do it. All right,
bang,
listen.
Use
bang.
A hammer. Yeah, use a hammer, Frank. I can use a hammer.
Yeah. And while you're doing it, talk Spanish to the lobster.
Aw. Yeah.
So, Suzanne, I had a good time at the Brentwood restaurant on Suffolk Avenue, La Cabana. It's a Spanish restaurant.
There you go.
Yeah, you went in there with the hammer and the chisel?
No, I just had rice and beans and steak with onions, and beans, rice, everything.
Yeah.
And guess what? I ate the whole plate.
I thought you had a lobster.
No,
anyway,
they don't sell that at La Cabana. Let's go to Red Lobster.
There
tell us
go.
About Friday night.
Okay, listen up. And next week is Frank Perino's birthday on a Saturday. Tune in Friday from the 8 to 9. We're going to have a good time on Frank Perino's Block Talk Radio Frolics. And I'm going to go crazy with Lauren Hardy. I'm going to go crazy with Love Drops and
Cornucopia.
Yeah.
Maybe so, yeah. And the smelly feet and the dirty socks,
oh,
too.
Oh, no, no, no.
Smelly feet.
Oh, no, no, no.
Foot powder loo.
That's a good one.
All right.
Yeah.
And we'll
yeah,
have
I'm going to have a great time.
Yeah,
my name is Stan Water. I went to a tournament on Friday night on Blog Talk Radio. Talking that Laurel, talking to Stan, Lauren Hardy going cuckoo and everything. I'll cut that out later.
Yeah, we'll tell you about Sanford and Son, how Fred's going to go out with this young girl.
Uh-oh.
And wait, hey, Frank, what's that Friday's,
philosopher.
What's the name? A friendly philosopher?
Yeah.
Friendly, disabled
we'll
friendly philosopher.
We'll have that on Friday, too.
Yeah,
what's that? A friendly philosopher?
Disabled friendly philosopher.
Okay. Hey, don't forget, we got to wish Saturday for Frank Perino. Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. Stay tuned.
All right.
When's your birthday?
I'll be
18. Saturday?
Yeah, I'll be 18 on Saturday.
He's
legal. I'll give
yeah.
you a Barbie doll for your birthday.
There you go.
That,
send it to him.
I told that to a girl, and she said, started arguing with me. She said, "You're not 18." I said, "How do you know? Don't I
yeah.
sound like 18?" She said, "Yeah, but I don't think you are."
Yeah. Now I'll call Bobby
anyway.
Casalvo at 9 o'clock.
All right.
All right.
Okay. All
right,
Frank,
so we'll
see you Friday.
Welcome return to the studio. I'm glad I called you.
That's good.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
All right.
Love
Louis
you, man.
Everybody. On Inner Sight. All right. Clear the board. Clear the board.
I did.
All right. Open mic and Inner Sight. 213-816-1650. If you got anything on your mind that you want to talk about or any subject at all, you got to keep it clean. Otherwise, we'll give you the boot. And, I don't know. There's a bunch of signs all over this neighborhood on people's lawn. Now, I have a little light in my left eye. It looks like red, white, and blue. I can't read it. I'd have to get down on the ground and put my face right up to the sign to read it. But I think red, white, and blue is Mr. Trump's signs, as far as I know. So people... a lot of people want him back.
It would say, Frank, make
as
America
president.
Great.
What?
It would say on it, make America great again. At Magna, that's what it would say. The other one, I can't see it myself, but I know what it's going to say. And
well, that's
the other
Trump
one,
stuff.
Right. And then the other one, Biden stuff, sorry, is blue, of course, but there are hints of red in it, so I don't know. Maybe he's trying to play to the, you know, people who are undecided.
Oh, one is worse than the other.
They're both horrible.
Make America great. Well, yeah. One of the ways you can do that is by changing this horrible system.
Mm-hmm.
That we, as disabled people, the millions of us, have to deal with all the time. You know. Now, I got a phone call. I'm not going to identify it because I haven't cleared it yet with the person, but a young guy with a family, all right, who supposedly has kidney failure, in the hospital, young guy, 40 years old, 41, and they want to put them in a long-term a facility. You know?
That's horrible.
Now, see, here's an example of what we're talking about. See, they'll waste all that money, and the person will get worse in that kind of facility. Now, who's to say that the medicine that he's been taking, I understand he's taking about 3 different medicines for X amount of years, who's to say that that hasn't caused the kidney damage, number
right.
one. So put him in a long-term place, make him worse, give him crap food, you know, as opposed to now he has a house, he has a family, you know, as opposed to sending him home and putting the money there that he would need to survive and to get well, because they're gonna give him dialysis anyway, and they're saying that he needs a kidney. That, of course, is debatable.
Uh-huh.
But send him home and give him the care that he needs and make the resources available. That's the inner sight way. See? But they'll send him to a facility, waste all that money, get money from Medicaid, get money from his disability, eventually try to get his house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got a wife and four children. What happens to them?
They go away
the
with the house.
The system is horrible, man.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have to deal with is horrible in this country with all the resources and all the money available to put people through that is evil.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible, horrible situation. And the only reason that the government doesn't give a damn about us is because we don't have the money to do it ourselves. But the money is available to us, and they won't release it.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, Frank.
How many people, like the person I've just described, how many people in this country are in that situation? There's another question for stupid AI.
Millions, I would say. For real.
All right, what do you want?
Okay. Michelle Charlesworth is, advocating on behalf of a woman who needs a kidney. I'm going to try to see, you know, how far they got, because I saw it on her Twitter page. So I'm like, well, what's the story behind it? So she's trying to help her. So if that's the case, maybe she'll try and help keep people out of the nursing home, mainly the woman that she's trying to help.
Well, a lot of people, they say, need a kidney. You know?
Yeah.
But have they tried all the alternatives?
I doubt it.
Now, you know, when you need a kidney, you're on a waiting list. It could take months and months and months, maybe years, right?
Right.
What are they doing with that time? Are they trying alternatives? Are they trying to contact doctors and healers who have been through it and who have helped people? First one comes to my mind is Gary Knoll.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have they invited him to help and to see what can be done and what he can offer? No.
Mm-hmm.
You never hear about that.
No, you don't.
That's the thing that bothers me.
Bothers me too.
I'm not saying the person doesn't need a kidney. Maybe they do. But have you tried other ways?
That's right. You might make them comfortable until they get a kidney, even. That's something they never think about, you know?
Only drugs.
Yeah, no.
That's all they know. All right, Inner Sight. And if you want to call in, 213-816-1650. Don't forget, Michelle has the resources of Eyewitness News behind her. So.
Right.
Sometimes it makes a big difference.
Sure does.
All right, so don't forget, tomorrow night on Nursing Home Show, Nursing Homes Are Not Home, and
yep.
Thursday night we'll be talking about safety at the service dog school. And by the way, a kidney transplant is a very, very risky operation. You know, the body can reject the organ.
Then they have to do it again.
You got to take drugs,
mm-hmm.
and then you're open to the side effects to those drugs, especially the long term. So there's a lot going on with that. Inner Sight, and let's see, who did I leave out? Brought to you by, I think I called, let's do the Able News. Run the Able News.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hold on.
Angela Melanie.
Mm-hmm.
Able News.
Is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events. Columns written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
We got a few minutes. 8:52, New York, Inner Sight, and anybody on the line? Any calls?
No.
All right. I want to thank all of our friends for caring about Inner Sight, and again, I'm awaiting the results of my guide dog's. Diagnosis. They took the blood today and they took the x-rays, and tomorrow they're going to do the sonogram. And once again, I want to give a heartfelt thanks to the Big East Akita Rescue. If you go to their website, you can see all the beautiful Akita dogs. Joanne Diamond, the lady who runs it. And there's no words really to express how they love my dog. They put her up on the website. They've honored her. They donated her. I trained her myself. And it's just good and wonderful to see an organization like that who really cares, you know, and does not stand in judgment of people who may be a little different. And to all the stupid asses who say that an Akita can't be a guide dog, how wrong you are.
Sorry.
You got to get the right one. How wrong you are, get the right one.
Mm-hmm.
So, it just shows you that go above and beyond. You know, never stop learning. You stop learning, That's dangerous. And that's one of the things that's wrong with these service dog schools. They think they know it all. Well, let me tell you something. They don't know a damn thing.
Uh-huh.
All right. My dog can train a guide dog better than any trainer that they have. Just by doing it, just by showing the dog what to do.
Right.
So let them learn more from that. You know, and let them change their policies and want to be licensed and want to have a law to protect people and the dogs. You know, if you don't learn, if you don't progress, you go down. You know, it's the old saying, if the tree in the forest doesn't bend, it's gonna collapse, it's gonna break.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotta sway and go with the element.
Right.
All right, Inner Sight. And we'll be with you tomorrow night on the Nursing Home Show. Nursing homes are not homes. Or not home. Tomorrow night on Inner Sight. Once again, if anyone would like to do a day for Milton, you don't need money to do it. It's about awareness, about licensing the service dog schools. And as I said, we will, whatever state you're in, we will register in a site. And designate someone as to be the head of the chapter of Inner Sight in that particular state. So that makes it more official. And, you know, you have more people that way coming in to help. So keep it in mind, a day for Milton. We did one here in New York a year ago, May. It was a big success. And we want to move it on down the line to other states. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. The email, innersight1620@gmail.com. And I want to thank all our friends. Once again, the Big East, Akita Rescue. I want to thank my dear friend Pepper for her phone calls today. And we will continue and be there and get the job done with Inner Sight. So thank you so much for listening. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.